little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Not to worry too much if people don't finish, because you've got plenty of time to look at this later if you want to be exhaustive about it. I'm certainly not going to be marking these at all. But if you want to now, then why not just turn over the answer paper and have a look at the colour scheme that I've given you for these, just so you can compare how far you've got. So again, what's useful about this is not where you misperceive what's being said as in one category or another. It's really looking at the colours that you've got on your answer papers and realising that it is reasonably well organised, that it does migrate through from 1 to 10, but actually there are certain flexibilities within that, so you're allowed to put in the yellow focused history dotted in amongst other things, mm-hmm. that you're allowed to put in red flags dotted amongst other things. Your PSO, you deal with it as it comes up naturally. I've got to ask you about smoking and alcohol and what you do. It comes up according to what's natural within the flow of that consultation, what works in the context of that conversation that you're having with a patient. How did you all find that? Any comments? Alvin, maybe first.
Do you think if I say something,
it might prejudice. So yeah, okay, we'll gag you for a second or two. Yeah.
I think it sort of reflected what you said in the beginning, because like an actual or like a real life situation, you can't just be very rigid about like, oh, you have to start with this, I should be second. So it's more like natural.
Yeah.
So overall, yes, you're sticking to system, but then you can always come back and ask like something about history, and especially if something new came up or you pick up on a hint.
Yeah.
You can always go back and ask about it. But it seems like well organized.
It seems to be what feels natural to patients. Yes. So the patient will come out of the consultations at the end of it. They'll be given a questionnaire to say, how well did this doctor do? Did they deal with your concerns? were they comprehensive? And would you see this doctor again? And you'd probably say yes, because you've covered all the bases, haven't you? But also it doesn't feel rigid by covering it in that sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts, Charlotte?
I think looking at the answers and the one that I've done, I mean, it doesn't match up completely, the two, but I think it's more like what my real life consult is like. So when you look at that, I think, wow, I'd love it to be like that. So it's da 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 da. But this is definitely more like how my consults feel. Mm-hmm. So that's reassuring.
Yeah.
Really reassuring. Yeah.
That resonates with you, Mice.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think the same. Yeah, it's quite colourful.
It's quite colourful. It doesn't necessarily work on the audio very well, but if people have a chance to try this out, and all they would need to do is to print out the material that we're offering in black and white and colour it in.
Yes.
All they need is 10 coloured pencils according to the colour scheme that Ziad has very eloquently described.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have a chance to do that. And then they can compare it with the results that we posted as well. Marina, any particular experiences that you had with that?
No, actually, looking back at the paper you've given, it looks quite structured. And the interesting thing is, usually when I do consultation, I always make it a point that do the red flags all together.
Mm.
But it's interesting to see that the red flags come in the beginning and in the middle, and so it's according to what I think the patient says that you squeeze in the red flags. So that's quite interesting, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any more comments from learners?
I thought a couple of statements could possibly overlap, so they could fit into more than one slot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like the patient contribution, sometimes there's an overlap between that and maybe psychosocial, occupational.
Yeah,
so,
that was my interpretation, but other interpretations were too, so that's absolutely fine. Just to give you a feel for the way that I tr- try to organise the way that I do a consultation.
Yeah, but I think in real life that's how it is. It just flows, so it's not a rigid thing, I think.
Yeah, it's good. Like, it's not like a rigid consultation. It's we have everything for structure in the consultation, but not rigid.
Yeah.
So that doesn't, it doesn't look artificial.
Well, nothing much to add, really. I just a kind of slight tactical point that when you're relatively new to something, fluent performance is the last thing to acquire. And so, you know, it is important when you're starting not to aim for too much fluency, because you'll prejudice accuracy if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Fluency, well, you know, Pete's been doing it a long time. And his effortless mastery shows. But it's come about through the studied application of techniques. So, and knowing where he is in the map, collecting the red flags, for example, as you go, is fine if you recognise them and store them, and then notice at the end if there are any red flag questions missing. But until you've got that level of familiarity with a particular case, it is better to signpost and say, you know, can I just ask you some questions to make sure we're safe here, or whatever signpost you use. And then if you've already answered some, you can say, you've already told me A, B and C, but I need to ask you D and E. So it's possible to retain, you know, to have some fluidity, but also some structure with it. So that would be my main point. And I think red flags would be a particularly good consultation behaviour to deploy that technique with. That's my thought.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.